holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm tired of the insurance companies telling me where I'm supposed to get my prescriptions filled. They don't know anything about me.
I know. We got a letter in the mail from the insurance company saying because of the coronavirus threat, they want me to use a mail order pharmacy. A mail order pharmacy? Maybe it's their preferred pharmacy, not mine.
Adams Drugs has been taking care of us for many years, so I'm not going to change now. They have continued to be accessible for me during these uncertain times with the virus threat. They're very dependable, too. I've used mail order in the past, and it is so unreliable.
Mail order is just so impersonal, too. I cannot get the trusted service and support like Adams Drugs gives me day in and day out. Adams will deliver my prescriptions to my house and will even bring them to me curbside if I need them to.
Don't let the insurance companies dictate where you get your prescriptions filled. Depend on Adams Drugs, a trusted local pharmacy for your prescription and healthcare needs. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the locations nearest you. Adams Drugs, our family serving your family since 1962.
COVID-19 changed everything, and good information has never been more important. There are jobs available. Get the facts about what it takes to get one. Your success story is our success story. Get started at AlabamaWorks.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think the weekend is going to get better and better as we go along with some nicer air coming in. There's a risk of a thunderstorm this evening before ending later tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 62, and we will become less humid as well. Tomorrow, with humidity under control and lots of sunshine, I think we reach the upper 80s. In fact, lots of sunshine on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're dry. High temperatures will be around 90 or above, and low to mid-90s by the middle of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Folks, please hold your calls. We devote the last 2 hours of the show. First 2 hours, we try to get as much information out as we can. Second 2 hours, it's you. You know, you callers, you listeners, you can welcome to call and get your point across. You know, I've been known to let people talk for a whole segment if they've, what they've got is important. So hold your calls till 8. I'm going to read you something. You know, every Saturday I get the Biblioescapades, whatever it is. That's some pretty good stuff. And this was one of the stories today. This was written by William Giovinazzo, March 25th, 2020. When I was a kid, I was taught by the good sisters of St. Joseph that democracy is a wonderful thing, something that's ordained by God. In the United States in the early 60s, it was seen as God's gift to man, the bulwark against godless communism. Kennedy was telling us we needed to spread democracy throughout the world as a radical idea that would free humanity from the shackles of oppression. We all stood proudly before the American flag, chest out, defenders of truth, justice, and the American way, which was decidedly democratic. That's what we were taught. As with many good things, the sisters told me, reality, well, it's a little more complicated. In Book 6 of Plato's Republic, Socrates discusses democracy. To describe the shortcomings of democracy, Socrates uses the analogy of a ship whose crew mutinies against their captain. Although they have no understanding of navigation or how to pilot a ship, they take command. When someone disagrees with the ideas held by the crew, even those ideas based on actual knowledge, the dissenter is jettisoned. Decisions would be made by the consent of the crew, all equal, regardless of knowledge. Is this the type of ship you would choose if you were planning to undertake a long journey? Wouldn't you rather have someone at the helm who's trained in piloting a ship? In piloting the course, wouldn't you prefer to have someone who understands navigation? Yet a ship run by the votes of the equal and unequal alike is how the democratic ship of state is piloted. Plato understood that such a ship is ripe fruit for a demagogue. To demonstrate this point, Socrates imagined an election between a doctor and a candy store owner. The doctor would tell the populace what they didn't want to hear. As Socrates described it, the candy store owner would say of the physician that he works many evils on you. He hurts you. He gives you bitter potions. He tells you not to eat and drink whatever you like. What fun is there in that? The candy store owner, however, would offer sweets and tasty things. He would appeal to what people wanted, not what they needed. He would provide easy and popular answers to all their difficult problems. Democratic leaders who value their position over what is right or even what is good for the country have learned to be candy store owners. They pander to whoever will help them maintain power. The result is a vision not of the long-term future, but of the next election. Just consider one of the many issues in today's headlines. Do you raise taxes or reduce spending? Neither. Simply raise the debt. Better yet, increase spending and reduce taxes. So sweet and so tasty. By the time the repercussions of the decision become clear, if you're lucky, you'll be dead. It's someone else's problem. Democratic leaders are relatively free to do what they like so long as it's popular. The masses have little tolerance for complex reasoning and the minutiae of various policies. The clever demagogue will appeal to emotion, more concerned with imagery than substance. In democracies, political debates become superficial. The focus is on how the candidate is perceived. Do they seem presidential? Are they strong and decisive? Do they tell it like it is? President Bush seemed to be the type of person with whom people would like to go and have a beer. This was seen as some measure of his likability, an attribute in the minds of the masses, more critical than competence or knowledge. Of course, Plato wrote the Republic before the modern era in mass communication. Technological advancements have only amplified the importance of a politician's public persona. In 1962, Daniel Boorstin published The Image, A Guide to Pseudo-Events in America, in which he describes how television and radio have created pseudo-events, events that are staged with the intent to be reported or reproduced and have an ambiguous relationship with the reality of the situation, because the intent is to shape public opinion. Folks, perception management, this is what I've been trying to get across to you for 5 years. If they can manage what you perceive to be true, then they are managing your thoughts. They are controlling. This is mind control.
Yes, it is.
Okay? Boorstin said, some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some hire public relations officers. These pseudo-events, such as the presidential debates, reduce great national issues to trivial dimensions. Boorstin likened the debates to the quiz show The $64,000 Question. If you answer the questions correctly, your prize is the presidency. Of course, the correct answer here is defined as the most popular answer. Boorstin was just one milestone between Plato and ourselves. Since the historian's time, we've become subjected to the 24-hour news cycle, where news networks compete for a larger share of the viewing audience. This was also well before the internet and social media. We live in an age of celebrity where people are human pseudo-events, such as Boorstin describes them. They're known for their well-knownness. It is the time of influencers, people who can affect the purchasing decisions of others, not necessarily based on their expertise, but the size of their audience. It's a society of superficiality and very little substance. Wow. I think Plato was right.
Yeah.
As usual. Now, was Plato Alexander the Great's teacher?
I'm not sure about that.
I can't remember if it was him. I think it was him. Because he was Socrates' student, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember all that stuff. Too much to remember. But anyway, did you know that protesters actually tore down the barricades on Pennsylvania Avenue and were trying to get to the White House before Secret Service stopped them? It's getting crazy.
When did that happen?
This is dated today, so I guess it happened yesterday.
Wow.
Friday. White House on Friday went into lockdown as protesters shoved over temporary barricades and hurled obscenities at the Secret Service. They can hurl obscenities all they want as long as they don't hurl bricks and rocks and, you know.
Well, I don't know how true this video is, but there's a YouTube video on what this German lady was so upset with Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell she was elite. And
of course.
And, I mean, like, she was so mad till, you know, she started to morph into something else. Her eyes got yeah.
I've seen a lot of those videos, and I got to tell you, that's pretty compelling.
Yeah.
Now, people who don't believe in this kind of stuff, they say, oh, man, that's just the video. You're having break, you know, it's pixelating. The pixels are breaking down, da-da-da. I don't know, man. I've seen some weird stuff take place. You have.
And she was speaking in German, in German language, and she was voicing a lot of obscenities. And, I mean, some of those four-letter words in Germany, you know, it sounds just like English.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you could...
Scheist.
You could tell she was cursing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, about, seemed like every three or four words.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, listen to this. This is from G. Edward Griffith's site, Need to Know. 2 years ago, official-looking internal documents appearing to belong to Friends of Democracy, an activist group run by the son of George Soros, described an acceleration of civil unrest to justify the rollout of martial law nationwide. The documents were posted to 4chan and appear to detail a Soros-backed plan to incite civil unrest in the Baltimore area in 2015. The documents also reveal coordination with Baltimore law enforcement. That's scary.
Yeah.
Because if you watch some of the videos in Minnesota, it would appear that the police were behind some of the burning down.
No kidding.
It makes you wonder, what in the hell is going on here?
Well, I mean, I listened to a blog. It was, I want to say it was around 2010, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Quayle, Tom Horn was on it. And Steve Quayle says he's receiving information about you know, when it all starts,
yeah,
when all hell breaks loose. He said that that in the midst of it, in 45 to 60 days, you know, into it,
mm-hmm,
said that they would send some government help, you know, and these would be kind of special ops guys that will come into the local municipalities and help the police out. But he said that he told the local authorities, he warned them ahead of time. Of course, this was 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
He said that beware of them because they're assassins.
Mm-hmm.
They're out to kill you.
Wouldn't surprise me. Well, let's hit this break. I want to get into this when we get back because I got something I want to say about this.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute. Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Keep your cool. Get a free Dixie cooler upon completion of your estimate. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed. Also, the Army National Guard's education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. We're talking about police. I think, is it Kevin Murphy? Wasn't he our ex-police chief they got rid of, and now he's in the sheriff's department? His idea, yeah. I've heard him talking about his idea, is neighborhood police, like it used to be. You have a substation down in what used to be the projects, whatever you want to call it, different areas of the city, and you have policemen that's their post. They get to know everybody there. And if I remember right, he was talking, maybe it was on Dan's show, but he was talking about when the black guy who went into the store and the policeman shot him, and I can't keep up with names, but he was talking about that incident, and he said, if that had been here and my ways were instituted, that wouldn't have happened because the police officer would have known him. He would have known the police officer, and they would have said, hey, man, what's going on? You know, they would have had some kind of discussion instead of killing one another, whatever. Well, I agree totally with what he said, and I think he's right. That's exactly what we need, but that's not what the powers that shouldn't be want. They got rid of him. They bring in this new chief, and I'm not saying anything about him because I really don't know him. But I did meet him when he came to our neighborhood watch meeting when they had us vote on putting up cameras in our neighborhood watch, which I was the only one that abstained. I voted against it. I said, no, I don't want cameras. It's nobody's damn business if I come and go. I was outvoted. That's cool. You know, the law of the governed, whatever, the consent of the governed, whatever they want to do. But the feed from all the neighborhood watch cameras goes to the old St. Margaret's Hospital to the FEMA Fusion Center. So think about that. They can keep watch on your comings and goings. I don't like that. You shouldn't like that. Of course, we're on our second or third set of cameras because somebody keeps stealing them. That's kind of funny in a sick way. But I think they don't want friendly police interaction with people. They don't want that. They want there to be friction. They want to destroy policemen's lives when they do what they consider to be the right thing. It's crazy. I finally got to watch the Trayvon Martin movie. That's compelling because you got a British guy who's got a Urban Dictionary who's reading this stuff and going, well, what that means is da da da. But the girl they put on the stand, well let me back up. Trayvon Martin, everything, they listened to Zimmerman, and everything Zimmerman said was backed up by facts until his phone records they brought in Trayvon's phone records. And then the girl he was purportedly talking to said, oh, Trayvon was scared, said somebody was stalking him and all that. The girl they put on the stand that said all this was not his girlfriend. Proven beyond a doubt. The scary part is the prosecution had to have known this, but they followed through with it anyway. This was all done on purpose. Another race-dividing act is what that was. Now, they used Trayvon, just like they used Zimmerman. Trayvon paid the ultimate price to be used. He was murdered. He's dead. I assume. I'm going to say he's dead. But they used that boy. They used him. They used him to keep us divided. You get a chance, check that out. I think I posted it on our Clear and There. If not, I'll post it again. But you need to watch that video. It's very compelling. The guy, you know, crosses his T's and dots his I's. He's dead on right. Postman, you have anything to add on that?
Well,
I mean, you know, like I know, they got to keep us divided.
Right.
Race is the easy way to do it.
Yes, it is. And they're not going to stop until they get total chaos.
They're working on it.
Yes. Yeah, and... you know, like I told you earlier, there'll be incidences, there'll be shootings, there'll be all kind of chaotic things until they get total chaos.
Tell me what you told me before we went on air, or no, we were outside checking traffic about the latest incident about mind control. What you heard about that? Because that's fascinating.
Well. You remember the Annapolis shooter, right?
Of course.
Yeah. He was being mind controlled also.
That's scary because the Florida Myron was his name, I think, the guy at Florida State that shot. Mm-hmm. He was keeping an audio diary. I played some of it on air where they were doing that to him.
Right. And the Annapolis shooter, he was smart enough to actually etch it into his gun.
I had not heard that.
It said RF low frequency waves in his gun on the butt, on the stock of his gun.
Wow.
And it said mind control.
Yep. That's scary, isn't it?
On the gun. He scratched it, etched it in there.
So and, he recognized it.
Yeah, and if you look at that guy that actually did the had his knee on him, mm-hmm. on the guy.
Yeah, this latest incident,
right.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And if you look at how many incidences he's had. And how many run-ins he's had with Eternal Affairs.
He was chosen, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was picked. He was picked for this, to take down.
You know, and we started this, you and I started that conversation outside with me saying it just didn't seem right to me because normally in those situations there's a lot of yelling, a lot of cussing. If there's somebody filming, the cops will normally say, cut that off or I'll seize it, you know, yada, yada, yada. None of that happened. It was surreal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mind control, that's in their playbook. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to sacrifice him just like they did the black guy that he killed. They're
exactly.
going to sacrifice both of them.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And I've said this so many times on this program, but it bears repeating. I have this conversation with my mother. You know, she's in her 80s, and she can't wrap her mind around the amount of evil that these people harbor. You know, they're incapable of empathy. They're incapable of putting themselves in our shoes. They don't care. The things they do to children, it doesn't bother them. They don't have a conscience.
Right.
They're pure evil.
That's because they don't have feelings.
Exactly. No empathy. No they're just pure evil. Other big news this week, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act has shielded major tech companies from publisher liability lawsuits. If the companies provide an open public forum. Now, conservatives, we've been censored for years on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Several days ago, Twitter supposedly fact-checked President Trump about his criticism of universal mail-in voting and that it's conducive to voter fraud. He responded by signing an executive order that would remove that liability shield that's been helping social media sites because they've been censoring content, specifically conservative political material. Now, that's a good thing. However, it can be reversed once Trump's out if his successor chooses to do so. But we have to do something because it's so one-sided right now. We can't get our message out, in my opinion. Now, that's just my opinion. I don't think I'm wrong here. We know for a fact that the IRS has gone against conservatives. I mean, on and on and on. The media is totally controlled and treasonous. Make no question about it. No question. So I'm glad Trump's trying to do something about that. I don't know that it's going to work. I'm afraid it's going to affect small media, you know, independent publishers like me and some of the other bigger ones. I'm afraid it's going to affect us more than it is the big guys, but we'll see. To me, the ultimate solution is for somebody with a ton of money to start their own version of YouTube, whatever, whatever. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. Could be wrong. Speaking of my YouTube channel, it's been shadow banned, which means my subscribers will not get an email letting them know that I put a new video out. Sometimes my channel cannot be accessed at all, including by me. Now, why would YouTube go to such lengths to prevent what I'm capturing with night vision and inverted colors to be shown to the public? That's a very interesting question. I've linked my YouTube channel, as I said earlier, to Clearing the Air, so if you want to see what they don't want you to see, stop by and take a look at my videos. By no means am I professional at anything I do. I'm just trying to make sense of what I'm experiencing, so I'm throwing it out there in the public realm, letting you guys see it, so you'll kind of figure, hopefully help me figure out what's happening. Wow, I don't have time to get into this big, big article. Sons of Liberty, they have some really good stuff out there. Rents.com is a very good site. Of course, Chi Edward Griffin, Need to Know. He's like the grandfather, and I hate to use this term, but I have to, conspiracy theorists. He's the grandfather of conspiracy theorists. He's the one that wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, trying to warn us about the Federal Reserve. He's one of my favorites because, like I said, he's been doing this for so long. But a lot of them are no longer here. William Cooper's dead. They killed him. Is it Monteith? I can't ever get his name. Anyway, Dr. Monteith, Moncrief, whatever his name is, he's mm-hmm. dead too. He threw a lot of this same stuff out here. There's a lot of people out there who have been trying to say the same things that I'm saying right now to you over the years, and apparently not enough people listened. But we've got to get to a point of critical mass. If we want to save this country, people have got to wake up.
Well, not only this country, but on a planetary scale.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree. Absolutely. A friend of mine, Bill Cellier, sent me factcheck.org, and I'm not up to speed on factcheck.org. I'm going to have to check this out. I've got to check this out and see if this is legitimate or not. I really don't trust any one site. I like to go and read several different, which is really, when you think about it, that's the way the Founding Fathers thought media should be. There should be counter opinions. You know, you should decide. You should get to listen to both sides, and you make an informed decision. That's not the way it is anymore. It's not the way it is at all, just so you know. All right, let's go ahead and hit this top of the hour break, bottom of the hour break, rather. I'll get better as the night goes on, I sure hope, folks. I've been away for 2 weeks. I'm trying to catch back up. But you're listening to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. With me in the studio, as always, is my buddy, your co-host, the incomparable Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, the Postman. And no, he didn't work with the Postal Service. He's not going to snap and go crazy and shoot people or anything. It's a basketball term. Those of you mm-hmm. who are into the sport will understand what that means. Okay, I managed to blather away like 8 seconds, so let's go ahead and hit this break. We'll be back, I promise.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, "Man, I live such a life of normal." What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
2 years from now. Got any plans? I don't. But two-year contracts make you plan around them anyway. What's even happening tomorrow? At WOW, we give contracts the modern touch by not having them. With us, not only do you get our super-fast Internet 200 for a ridiculously low $44.99 a month,
but you'll also get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card and safe contact-free installation. Sign up today at Huawei.com.
Wow.
Limited offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Danny at High Caliber Guns and Pawn in beautiful Prattville, Alabama, right there on South Memorial Drive. He's gone crazy again. What's up with this guy? With certain gun purchases, you're going to get ammunition absolutely free. Did you hear me? Absolutely free. Now, listen, they're open on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 till 6. And you know what? They are an FFL transferee as well. Make sure, by all means, you stop by High Caliber Guns in Prattville.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think the weekend is going to get better and better as we go along with some nicer air coming in. There's a risk of a thunderstorm this evening before ending later tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 62, and we will become less humid as well. Tomorrow, with humidity under control and lots of sunshine, I think we reach the upper 80s. In fact, lots of sunshine on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're dry. High temperatures will be around 90 or above, and low to mid-90s by the middle of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Adrenal gland substances called adrenal chrome.
When I took office, ISIS controlled over 20,000 square miles of territory and perpetrated some of the most heinous forms of human trafficking. They're bloodthirsty, they're horrible. The founder and leader, al-Baghdadi, who was trying to rebuild ISIS, is now dead.
What's up, y'all? It's RizFlex, and welcome back to my channel. As we understand, the deep state is heavily addicted to adrenochrome and the use of human trafficking. Since the first week Trump has been in presidency, he has been cutting the supply lines for these addicts. And they are not happy about it. They are going through withdrawal, and they are starting to employ some desperate tactics on the planet. One of the largest global adrenochrome and sex trafficking and human trafficking organizations on the planet, ISIS, Trump did away with them. They're all in jail. And the media is not covering that at all. ICE stands for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. If you go on their website, you can see they have been arresting people for murders, for trafficking, human trafficking, child trafficking, murdering children. They do this update daily. President Trump is getting people arrested for these terrible crimes every single day, and nobody knows about it. And I still see people on the internet saying that they don't believe arrests are happening. And it's unfortunate that you have to see somebody that's famous be arrested in order for you to believe that these things are actually happening. So here we are on the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement website. And they have daily updates here on people getting arrested. If you click on these titles, you go into a more detailed description of who was involved in the case, what went on, a lot of gang offenses. There's the date, Arkansas. There was a child exploitation case. A man convicted of child exploitation following an investigation. Man sentenced to 15 years for child exploitation following an investigation. San Antonio, Texas. You'll see a lot of these around the Mexican border. It's unfortunate that's the way that they're coming in. DC. That should hint to you that that case was probably a nice hefty supply line for a lot of the world's elite and people in power. In LA, there's some gruesome stuff going on. Man live streaming child porn, gag me with a spoon. El Paso, Texas, again, unfortunately, they're coming in through that Mexican border. There you go. Somebody was in trouble for unauthorized test kits and face masks. So there's a lot of COVID-19 fraud going on, too. Read down this list, y'all. I'm only showing you a few. Illegal aliens, a lot of drugs, a lot of child sex. It's pretty sickening. Gang members wanted for homicide. Commercial fraud. Y'all. This one particular company got in trouble for capitalizing off of the fear and anxiety surrounding the virus. Where's the fake news coming from now, right? See, the fake news, they want that fear. So any news that instills fear in you, you can best believe that they're profiting from that big time. You can see it right here. These pharmaceutical companies, medical equipment companies, they're getting charged for it. I do hope that Democrats understand that the wall is necessary. We should not have safe haven cities in America for criminals. We should not have a border down there that allows free flowing traffic of these criminals coming into America. It's human trafficking. It's tying up and putting tape over mouths of women, stealing American children to traffic globally from orphanages. It's stealing South American children to bring into America for the elite. The WikiLeaks emails exposing Hillary Clinton, there's hundreds and hundreds of emails, which is why I'm not even gonna put them into a video for you. I can put a link in the description for you to check out. But Hillary was following some of these cases that made mainstream news articles about little boys who were having issues getting access to American citizenship. And it just made no sense. Like, why would she be involved with that? It's terrible, terrible stuff that goes on. Most of it does come through that border. I hope we don't continue to blindly follow one specific party without doing further research into these topics. Without further ado, let's listen to the president himself give a little shout out to some of these organizations that are doing a great job at combating this terrible, terrible pandemic, which is the real pandemic.
An estimated 25 million people around the world today are being held captive, manipulated, and abused by human traffickers. In 2018 alone, the National Human Trafficking Hotline identified over 23,000 human trafficking victims in the United States. 65% of these victims were women. More than one in five were children. Human traffickers prey on their most vulnerable citizens and people. They're vicious, they're violent. My administration is fighting these monsters, persecuting and prosecuting them, and locking them away for a very, very long time. We've had a tremendous track record, the best track record in a long time. We are dismantling the criminal organizations that make large-scale human trafficking possible. In my first month in office, I instructed federal agencies to go out and just do what you have to do. All federal departments are doing what they do to identify and destroy these groups, and we are destroying a lot of them. Unfortunately, they come back very quickly in a different form. In 2018, the Department of Justice shut down the leading site for online sex trafficking. The DOJ prosecuted a number of violent crimes. That now is a record number. In the last 3 years, ICE has arrested over 5,000 human traffickers, and I want to thank ICE. They have been incredible. These are great, great people. They're tough, they're brave, and they love our country. Overseas, we've also seen historic progress, incredible progress, working with us and using our intelligence with them. When I took office, ISIS controlled over 20,000 square miles of territory and perpetrated some of the most heinous forms of human trafficking anywhere in the world. As you know, we've totally defeated the ISIS caliphate in Syria and Iraq, and it's 100%. We have thousands and thousands of prisoners, ISIS prisoners, and it's really been something that's been rather incredible, and we did that rather quickly, because when we came in as an administration, it was all over, and we have 100% of the caliphate. They're bloodthirsty, they're horrible. The founder and leader, al-Baghdadi, who was trying to rebuild ISIS, is now dead. We got him, and that was a big thing.
Now, what's very unfortunate is that human trafficking has been a means of a trade material by governmental agencies, private agencies, for a very long time now. And I want to show you a clip from Phil Schneider from 1995. He was a geologist and an engineer, and he engineered deep underground military bases for the government. Phil Schneider engineered the Los Alamos Biology Lab, which Emory Smith was a surgeon there. And I believe that one is over 45 stories below the earth. Point being, he's very well known. I want to show you this next clip of him because it does a great job at explaining human trafficking trade that has gone on between government and alien civilizations in exchange for technology. If they gave us technology, we would give them some human. He claims that the American government signed a treaty with this evil alien civilization that abducts humans and harvests them for adrenochrome. And now this term adrenochrome has been trending around on the internet lately, but he had this speech back in 1995 talking about this. So I want to show you this, and then after this clip, I want to give you some more detail with another source. Keep in mind when you're watching this, like I said in the beginning of the video, the adrenochrome and human trafficking supply lines are being cut, and anybody who is feeding off of that is furious right now. They're having
I'm gonna hit this break so we can hear all this in its entirety. So it's a short break.
Adams Drugs has been serving your family in the River Region for over 58 years. We have been and always will be here for you. We want to stress that everyone practice diligent social distancing, stay at home if you can, wash your hands often, and frequently clean the surfaces you come in contact with. This is a time to take pause and not a time to panic. We need to be thankful for the blessings we have and many times take for granted. Be sure to check on family, friends, and neighbors to make sure they have the necessities they need. Rest assured, Adams Drugs has retained the amount of medicines needed to fill the monthly prescriptions you depend on us for. If you have any symptoms of the COVID-19, such as fever, cough, shortness of breath, or congestion, please do not come into the store. Rather, you can call us with your prescriptions, and we can either bring them to you curbside or deliver to you at home. With our practice of good hygiene, the flu season may not be as bad next year as it is this year. We will get through this with each other's help. Thank you for trusting Adams Drugs with your prescription needs.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
COVID-19 changed everything, and good information has never been more important. There are jobs available right now. Get the facts about what it takes to get one and how you can take action. Use your time to get prepared for the job you need and the career you want. We'll all get through this with information and resources to be ready for what comes next. Your success story is our success story. Get started at alabamaworks.com.
Having a withdrawal. All I'm saying is maybe the aliens are angry too, that their supply lines are being cut, and that's why the government decided to tell us now, as opposed to any other time, about the aliens' existence. Because this is the time in history when human trafficking is being eradicated from the planet at a rate higher than ever before. Take a look.
Back in 1954, I'll give you a quick overview. There was the created 1954 treaty where Eisenhower signed a pact with the known alien species of the time. There were three at the time. He said that we're going to deal in high technology, but you can take a few head of cattle and a few human beings and you can experiment on them. It's unthinkable, and it's got to stop. Probably the reason I got shot to pieces and 11 attempts on my life is I am a direct threat to the entire system. The New World Order, the alien agenda, is one in the same. It's world takeover and the decimation of the population of this planet. Now, I'm going to tell you something a little bit different about the alien species. The bad news ones, to look at a human being as a bag of food. They're not cannibals. They don't eat the flesh and the bones and all that kind of stuff. They use the glandular secretions of animals and human beings as a mixture of the vitamins for their food. They get high off of our adrenal gland substances called adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome is one of these underground drugs that are being trafficked all around the world on the black market. It is being reported on more now than ever in history all across the globe.
Наркотик адренохром. Той е известен още като синтетичния наркотик, като сатанинския наркотик. Веществото е дериват на адреналина.
I guess I need to translate this. Hang on a second.
Адренохром.
These underground drugs that are being trafficked all around the world on the black market. It is being reported on more now than ever in history all across the globe.
Adrenochrome. It's also known as the synthetic narcotic. The satanic drug. The substance as in adrenaline. Something I couldn't
I am certain that what the President of the United States is doing right now to eradicate human and drug trafficking from the planet, I believe that adrenochrome use will diminish drastically. I don't see the deep state being able to put up a fight much longer, whether it's another virus that's put on humanity or an alien invasion. It's nothing that we can't handle. And I think that the people of the world are strong and able to handle something like this and willing to handle something like this for the good of the cause. Now, let's expose some more deep state-ish that happened during the Obama administration. The Obama administration allowed the free flow of predators and drug cartel and human traffickers all around the globe. They didn't do anything to stop anything. Read this. British citizen was arrested in Thailand after being found with six roasted human baby fetuses in his luggage, y'all. A British citizen in Bangkok. It's not clear where the bodies came from. but they were attempted to be smuggled into Taiwan. The bodies were reportedly found in a different hotel from the one that this man was staying in, but were in his luggage. Police made the arrest after responding to information they received saying that the infant corpses were being offered to wealthy clients via a black magic service website. Trump was right, y'all. The internet has been accelerating human trafficking more than ever before. I pray for these kids. I hope they weren't tortured and then harvested for adrenochrome before they were roasted and then covered in gold to be sold to elite satanic worshipers. But this ish actually happens, and what more proof do you need? If you still think that this is all a load of conspiracy theory baloney, and you think that the people that are talking to you on television, telling you speeches, telling you everything's gonna be okay, and hate Trump, and don't vote for Trump, and Trump's a terrible person, you should get the vaccine, Hillary Clinton's a great person, and you don't believe in a deep state at all, then listen to what I'm about to show you. Robert Steele, a former CIA whistleblower, is going to show you some more proof that this is infiltrated into all aspects of American government and beyond. Take a look.
I have for over a decade been working with a number of people on pedophilia as an elite privilege. For the Democrats, it's actually an acquired taste. John Podesta is a pedophile light. The Republicans and the elite in banking are the ones who have really made this a big league thing. There are Saudi Arabian restaurants with basements in Washington, D.C., where you can order children on the menu. Okay, this is what I have been told. I have not been to one of those restaurants. I've never ordered a child on the menu. Pedophilia is the Achilles heel, and Donald Trump has figured that out. Flynn got fired because he had the arrogance to think that he could tell Mattis and Tillerson what to do. He also managed to piss off the vice president. Flynn's call included, and this is insider information, Flynn's call included a conversation about a list of high-level pedophiles in the United States, one of whom is Mike Pence's best friend. And Flynn did not tell Pence. That eventually came out.
Who else is excited to see that whole list of high-level pedophiles put to jail, including Mike Pence's best friend?
Well, they're criminals in many cases, and they don't want to have borders. They want to have open borders. They want to have sanctuary cities, so they protect criminals.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the video. Post in the comments your thoughts, and let's continue the conversation down there. I do want to thank all of my PayPal supporters. I couldn't do it without you. I love you. I hope you stay safe. I hope you meditate tonight. There is a lot of stress in the world right now. Whether you are watching it unfold firsthand in the media, or you are experiencing it firsthand through having a job let go, or living with your family closer now than ever before, when your cortisol levels rise, meditation can help you reduce that. And I will see you on the next one.
Wow, I like her. And she obviously is unloading a ton of truth, man.
Yeah, she definitely have insiders to put that type of information out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's talking to somebody. Good.
Well, we've been talking about child trafficking forever, it seems like. And if anybody out there thinks, like she said, if you think this is just some crazy conspiracy theory, you need to wake up. You need to wake up. You need, and like I said earlier, you need to understand the amount of evil that we're talking about here. I mean, this is pure evil. Read the book of the law. Read Aleister Crowley's book of the law. Just, you know, delve into this stuff and see. You have to understand that they believe that the more harm you do to the more innocent children, the more power you can pull from them. It's a satanic thing. Am I right on that, Postman?
Yeah, yeah.
It's sickening what they do. It really is. But this is how they roll. This is their gig. This is what they do. Understand who runs this world. Jesus told us who runs this world. Satan runs this world. How he got it's beyond me. I guess during the fall, we voluntarily gave it up. I don't know, but Satan runs this world.
You ever go to Walmart and look at that wall, all those kids on it?
Yes. Yes. I actually, believe it or not, I'll stop and look at them. I do.
How many is it? I mean, just off the cuff. 50 maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
50-ish.
And that's just a
drop in the bucket, man.
And the reason why I mentioned those, that was the only thing that I could, you know, harken back, you know, to my memory. Yeah. And I know I was listening to several of the guys that were in the Secret Space Program. And one of them was Tony Rodriguez, and the other one was Curry Gooden, and there was this other fella. He was the first one that came out. He was a pilot of that triangular shaped starship, the one that was 500 feet wide. And thing was, all of them said that that moon, that biggest moon that we have in our asteroid belt,
mm-hmm.
is nothing but a whorehouse.
It's
nothing but a stop. It's nothing but a stop in the solar system, right in the middle of the solar system. It's right in the middle, right?
Yes.
And you go there to, you know, check systems, fuel up or whatever.
Sure.
You know, and
it's
then,
like a truck stop.
Right.
Uh-huh. A stellar truck stop.
Right. That's all it is.
Wow.
Says a whorehouse. It's full of Earth women, what they've abducted and took up there, and someone lived out their whole lives right there.
So you pull up in your starship and you flash your starship lights twice, and they'll come out and get in your starship with you. Heard about that?
Mm.
Now I make sport of it, but it's not something to be made sport of.
No,
it makes
not.
You wonder where all these disappearing kids go. Do you know D.C. more kids disappear in D.C. than any other state in the union? How's that possible? You know how small the District of Columbia is. How's that possible?
I mean, think about it.
I know.
You know, that's
I
why
know.
All the
I know.
That's what the biggest military headquarters on the planet is there. You know.
Yep.
And you know, you put two and two together.
Yeah, where all the pedophiles are.
Right.
That's where the kids are going to disappear from. I mean,
right.
They're going to shop at home first.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sick way to put it, I guess. It's deplorable. It's sickening. But this is what they do, folks. This is what they do.
Yeah. And the place I was trying to think of is a series calling. That's what it is. Series.
Series.
Ceres. Right, Ceres colony.
Gotcha.
You know, it was already hollowed out when the Germans got there. And somebody had already, did some work on the inside of it. There's already a cavity in there. You know, you could fly into it.
Yeah.
And the parking places were still there. And,
wow.
And all they did was just went in and renovated it to fit their vessels.
Makes sense.
And so now it's a common stop. They even got domes. There's a artificial sky,
mm-hmm.
and you know McDonald's, Burger King, you know you name it, it's there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. It's crazy, but like I said, 90% of what you think you know is wrong, folks. It's like they want to keep us dumb. They want to keep us sheeple. It's a lot easier to manipulate stupid people. Well, it's a lot easier to manipulate people who haven't been kept up to speed on the progress of the human race and what's really going on. And that's kind of what we are. We don't have a clue what's going on. Just look at nanotechnology. It's unreal. A listener sent me a picture, and I'm so happy because I knew something was going on with my hair, but I didn't know what. In 2004, they had electronic nanotechnology, basically fake hair, that sends out a signal. I found the article. She said